You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
I'm going to run circles around you after this.
And Daryl.
How do I run in heels? Faster than you, that's for sure.
Man, it's a good thing you're recording, Daryl, because I didn't hear half of that going on there.
Really?
Welcome to episode 231 of the Training Dummies podcast. It's January 3rd. It's 2019. My name is Rob, and for some reason, running 20 minutes is super hard. That was painfully hard. I decided to get my run in before we recorded tonight because Daryl and I are having a competition this week, and so far, Daryl, how does it feel to be slightly behind me?
Yeah. It happens quite often.
I notice that our motivation usually stays like on point with each other. So if one of us is like rocking out, the other one does. So
yeah, that's true.
You know what? Let's just get our guest in here too, because that's going to be relevant to what's going on tonight. Can we get a warm Training Dummies welcome for English Guy?
I mean, the applause is cutting in and out, but I'm getting the vibe. I mean, you know, it works. Yeah.
Why is it? How's it going, guys?
That's your Canadian internet, man.
It must be. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing well. How are you doing this evening, James?
Man, I'm actually really happy to be back here with you guys. I feel like, you know, I was on one episode last year talking about running, and that solidified my place as third chair co-host for the whole year. So I feel like I'm just renewing my host card here just by, you know, coming on and talking about the same thing I did a year ago.
Obligatory. Yeah. You do it once and you're,
It's the one topic that circumvents my NDA and I don't have to worry about getting PR approval.
It's like those, like all your IT certifications. Like you have to, you have to go back and even if you don't ever use it, you have to like do it once a year, every couple of years
in order to get my 60 PDUs. That's right. To stay on the training dummies. Yeah.
Hey, there's Joe in there. Yeah, Joe Kranos, our buddy there. He's the one that made our overlays and stuff for us. So he's got to come in and admire his work there. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. We definitely have a rad show planned for our very first show back, 2019. We have some super cool giveaways. There will be a signed New York Excelsior, right? NYXL. Yeah. It's like, I was like, wait a minute, extra large. I don't know what size it is. Overwatch League NYXL signed jersey, a copy of Warcraft 3. Is it
Reforged?
Reforged. Yeah, the Reforged.
Yeah.
And a full blown 1 year subscription to World of Warcraft. So stick around. You guys have to be here in order to be eligible.
I hope I win the WoW time.
I hope you do too. I know. Wait, no, I want to win live. So we'll get to that a little bit later though. But before we get into any sort of contest and stuff tonight, we're gonna kind of, as James alluded to, we're gonna talk about what we talked about last time with James, and we're gonna take it another step further. We're seeing NYXL logos in the chat and everything here too.
Oh
so.
Boy.
Yeah, it's going to get real.
Serious, yeah.
It's going to get real in here.
I feel like the only reasonable response to that is for me to drop my, where is it? Where's my Spitfire logo? Here it is. It's a gold Spitfire logo as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gold. Holy cow. Yeah, shoot, man. You know what, this year, I think I didn't do the Twitch thing where you bought into the Overwatch League. I think I'm going to do that this year because I've decided that I'm terrible at it, and I don't really play it that much, but I adore the game. I absolutely love it.
It's so much fun to watch as well. Like, I really enjoy watching.
I mean, shoot, we're doing the Overwatch League versus everybody.
Oh, I've got my Mercy shirt on as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really enjoyed it. And to get to go to the OWL Finals in New York, like, that was something really special. It was so great. Like, being at the Barclays Center Arena, like, 19,000 people there for an inaugural final. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
I would, I'd put that on my list of things to do, but I think it comes down to right now, BlizzCon is kind of my big trip of the year, so it's hard to fit in a lot of other stuff. I mean, Daryl and I went to Mexico this last year, and that was maybe something I'd like to repeat again sometime, but I don't know, man. I wish my, Maybe I'll get my wife into esports and she'll.
There you go. That's the chairman.
That's not going to happen.
Well, and also residing in Texas, the Dallas Fuel are hosting the first round of Overwatch League like road games this coming season as well. So you could go and see some live if you can. Get to Dallas.
Yeah, actually, I'm not gonna fudge with it right now. I have the email that had the details on getting some tickets, and I thought maybe I could drive up there for one day or something. It's like a 2.5-3 hours, but worth it. So
totally worth it.
I think I have some family out there in the Orange County area. I think that would probably be more doable for me to actually go out there and see try to get tickets for something at the arena than it would to do something else. But yeah. Well, that's not why we're here. Why are we here? Daryl, why are we here?
We're here for fitness stuff, running stuff, marathon stuff, the good stuff. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
The good stuff.
Yeah. I guess I'll get this preamble out and we can jump into that. If you have any questions or comments or want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland. Myself, Daryl, is at Daryl_TTD. Also, if you like the show and want to support us, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/trainingdummies. No obligation, of course. We're just happy that you listen. So, yes, the reason you're back again is the same reason we had you last time.
The dummies are in training.
Yeah, we've become these running buffs. I don't know quite how it happened, but it did, and I'm okay with that.
I must say, I have been more than overwhelmingly impressed by both of you through 2018, because I remember, I think it was actually last January that I was on last time. You guys had just started out on your 5K journey. You were maybe a month into it. So it's probably like end of January, something like that. And I remember you both saying like, all you want to do is just like run a 5K and that's it. Right. And then the other day, like Rob, you're texting me saying you ran 4 miles. So you're like already running more than 5K and it's been a consistent part of your life all year. And then I see Daryl posting on Instagram like every few days, oh, I just went out and did a trail run in a flurry, in a blizzard, and just like all wrapped up like a Yeti, but still out there running. And like you've hit some further distances as well. So I'm like, I tell you what, like I remember how it was when I first started running and what a struggle that was. Like, you guys have been killing it all year. So I'm really, really excited to talk about this with you guys again.
Right on.
I see Daryl's posts, and usually it's the little shot in the arm that I need, because I'm like, oh, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it. And then I'm like, oh, but it's so cold outside, and I look, and it's like, I don't know, what would like 50 degrees Fahrenheit be like?
Oh, it's like, yeah, like 14 degrees C.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, yeah. Daryl's out there like screwed up. It's like, oh, it's 30 below, and I'm, you know,
it's not that quite little, that bad, but yeah.
He's out there like doing the thing where he's running, and like all he's wearing is like his beanie and like a thong, and he's like out there running. Like,
I bet running in that temperature makes blowing snot rockets really interesting as well, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't think I've tried yet.
Yeah, there are actually rockets at that point.
Projectiles, yeah. Like, oh, I do when I run, like, give me a mile and like I start, like my sinuses just turn to mush. So I'm like every couple of miles clearing my nostrils. Yeah. It's really fun for the people who run behind me when I'm running.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, you're just like, let it fly.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
I know that we've both had to navigate some challenges, though. I use this term a little loosely. I blew my calf out. Not really. I strained my calf pretty bad, and I had to take off about 2 months. And I took the recovery pretty seriously, and I know it's easy to say I just didn't run. But that was actually hard for me. It was weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm, like, yeah. I was itching for it, and I could tell that I wanted to do it, and I kept, you know, doing stretches, and I went to a physical therapist, and I went to the doctor, and I, you know, took some meds, and I was, you know, really tried to do right by everything, because throughout this whole thing, I said I don't want to permanently injure myself or ruin anything coming up for my next big goal. Daryl, I know you dealt with some stuff too, right?
Yeah, it's my knees. I did a 15K in October, and at about the 6K part, my right knee started to hurt. but I wasn't going to stop, so I kept going. So as I compensated with the other knee, that one started to give me trouble. So by the time I was done, like, I was limping, of course, but I'd finished the 15K. But yeah, that knocked me out for probably a good couple of weeks or more, just because it just hurt. So I think that was just before BlizzCon. And then so BlizzCon, it was kind of a good excuse not to do anything anyway. And then I got back to it after that, but I was still having some knee pain off and on. So I've been to a physical therapist myself, and he's given me some exercise. He told me I had weak knees, which got me some bonus points with the wife, because I told her she was the reason I had weak knees. So she's like, oh,
okay.
I know,
that's smooth, man.
There you go.
But anyway, so he's given me some exercises to do to strengthen my knees. So it's been okay so far. Hasn't bothered
me
yet.
Rob, you said something really interesting just now, where you, like, when you were injured, like, you wanted to work out and you wanted to run, right? And it's fascinating to me, because you think about it, like, before you were a runner, you'd go for days, weeks, months, years without thinking about working out, right? Same, because I used to be that way as well. And I think that above everything else, like, the biggest benefit that I have gotten from being a runner is just being so like having such mental clarity around how much I'm moving and what healthy choices I am or I'm not able to make. And so when I don't run for a while, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, like, after I was running for a bit and then BlizzCon happened, and like BlizzCon was like so stressful and busy for me that I just didn't sleep and drank a lot of beer that week. And then went on vacation right after. So, like, I was running through September, October. I ran a 10K in October. And I had these grand plans to start training for half marathon and just train through BlizzCon, train through vacation, train through the holidays. And, like, I haven't done any of it at all. So I actually haven't been actively running for, like, 2 months. And, like, of course, all the side effects of that have actually occurred. So I've put on weight. I feel a lot sleepier. I have less energy. I'm less focused. And of course, I went for a run 2 days ago, just 20 minutes, couple of miles, having 6 months ago being able to run 13 or 14 miles, struggling through 2 miles, like really struggling through 2 miles. And it just kind of highlights, like, I think that, like, both of you would recognize that it does something psychologically when you become a runner, that you're just way more aware of what you are and aren't doing and how much time you're spending in a sedentary state and what you're eating. And, like, then you just get to this point where you feel unhealthy, right? And you're like, I just got to lace up and go out.
Yeah. It's kind of this mental thing all the time. I'm thinking about, you know, I'm definitely thinking about what I'm eating more, you know, because you're just on that train a little bit, but, you know, thinking about, when can I run again? Or when can I, oh, I haven't run. I haven't run in 2 days. I haven't done anything. I only took a short run. I haven't, you know, at least I could take a walk today, or I could, you know, I could do something. It's just so weird that once you flip that switch, it becomes a part of just, I wake up in the morning and I think of, like, what's my plan today? And when am I going to go to the gym? Or when, you know, like, what does that look like for me? And you start to think about where you could fit it in.
It's
weird because it's not a resolution really anymore, and I don't know at what point it turned into. And if you guys want to go back, or if you remember, want to go back and listen to the old ones, I actually recommend that, because I went back and listened to one where we were talking with James about this, and it was like, I still have a lot of the same questions, but it's just different now. At what point is it not a resolution, or how do you make it not like, okay, it's January, I'm going to, you know, cause you had talked about this a little bit on your Instagram, journaling that you were doing, about not really wanting to do resolutions so much, but like to just make changes for yourself. So, like, how do we do that to where it's not something that you miss a day and all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay. Or you miss a week and that, you know, oh, my goals are shot. I guess I got to wait till 2020 to start over. You know, like, how do we do that?
Man, it's such a good question, because, like, we're conditioned to put significance around these arbitrary points in time, right? Like, January 1st, new year, new me. And, like, you think about it, it's really arbitrary because it's just some random point in space that the Earth has been measured in relation to. It's producing the sun, right? Like, it's just a calendar. And I think, like, yes, like, those things are important. And Missy and I were talking about this yesterday a little bit about, how people who set goals and, you know, it's just another form of a resolution, are something like 46 or 48% more likely to follow through if it's written down and stated and like, this is a thing I'm committing to. However, I think at some point, particularly when you're talking about like, okay, this year or like last year, you resolved to finally open that Couch to 5K app on your phone that had been sat there for months or years, and you resolved to just go do it. Right. Mm-hmm. And you followed through on that partly, I think, probably because you made it quite public. You were talking about it here on the podcast. You were tweeting about it. Like, there's an amount of accountability that is inherent in that that helps you like follow through on it, because you don't want to disappoint yourself. Other people, and you don't want to look stupid in front of other people either. Right. Like these are all elements. But at some point, and I don't know where this is, that turns from being like a resolution to just a part of who you are. It's just a lifestyle now. And kind of what I was getting at when I was talking on Instagram the other day is like, to-do lists are great. And I have them all the time and I operate with them. And I think I tweeted out like a couple of dozen things that I want to do in 2019. But I think more importantly, and especially when approaching fitness, is to make some to-be statements rather than to-do statements. So instead of I am going to do Couch to 5K, I feel there's more value in saying, I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to make better choices and just kind of think about who I am as a person and putting the authenticity into that rather than struggling through a task to do. Because it reframes it from being a chore or an errand to just kind of bettering who I am as a person and affecting my lifestyle. And I think at some point when you start running, you do these distances, maybe you do a race or two, a 5K, a 10K, whatever it might be, and you get that sense of accomplishment and achievement on top of all the other benefits of working out, like better sleep, better hydration, better nutrition. It goes from just being a goal to just a thing that is a part of your life. And like, I know, I distinctly remember that the point in which that was true for me, and it was after my 5K. After I crossed that finish line and somebody handed me a medal, and now there was like, oh, this is a thing. I took a week off and I just realized that I really missed my early morning going out, lacing up and running for 20 to 30 minutes. And it no longer became about achieving a thing that I'd just achieved. It just became about, this has now been such a regular part of my life and a regular part of my schedule that it's a part of my lifestyle now. And it has, that was 7-8 years ago this year. Yeah. 8 years ago this year. 9 years ago this year. I'm sorry. And like, it's been present ever since without me thinking about it, without me having to set some, you know, resolution that I'm going to do this thing or I'm going to start doing that thing. It's just there now. Like, I get up and have breakfast, or I get up and walk the dog. Like, every other day, I get up and go for a run. That's just a part of who it is now.
I like that, what you said about, you know, you finishing your first 5K. For me, the very first one was, I had no idea what I was signing up for. And not just in terms of you know, running a 5K, but the one that I ended up doing in general was, it was massive. It was ridiculous. It was put on by,
Chip and Joanna
Gaines. Yep. And it was surrounding their whole thing up at the Silo District up in Waco. And, I didn't watch Fixer Upper really before I'd heard of it, but I had no idea what I was getting involved in. And the sheer, amount of people that were there and the experience. And I don't know, like doing something like that, going through that kind of transformation where you commit to something and you do it and you push yourself through, you know, and then there's, you know, the week 5, day 3 and all this stuff that happens, right? It can be a little emotional at times. And doing that particular 5K was like, I don't know, maybe a defining moment for me in my life where
it
was.
Did you feel like you had accomplished something you never thought you would be able to do?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was full blown, like, you know, there might as well have just been like the Chariots of Fire theme playing as I was coming to the end. And it was, it was like I deserved some sort of a lifetime achievement award. Like, this was crazy, right? Like, I mean, it's 5K, and I don't want to diminish that, but it's like, yeah. All right, you know, 5K is 5K. But, like, for me, that was, like, I kind of resolved to, like, that's never going to happen, right? I had, like, full-blown, you know, struggled with asthma and some other health stuff, and like, to be able to do that, like, was a huge, huge deal. And, yeah, that did something. It lit a spark. It could completely change things for me, mm-hmm. where... Yeah, I don't know. I didn't take a whole lot of time off, maybe a few days, whatever. But next thing I know, Daryl and I are talking about, hey, you know, there's the 10K app, right? Yeah. And it just picks up where you left off. And we're like, sweet, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so we're doing that. And, you know, I haven't actually run an official 10K, but I've spent many hours running since then. And I've gone through the 10K program. Daryl's run 10Ks. He's run, you know, a lot of trail stuff. Like it quickly became something that wasn't a goal so much as a lifestyle, and I think that's super, super important.
Yeah.
Daryl, what was that whole experience like for you?
Yeah, the 5K, it was, because I was doing it with my wife as well. She was doing the Couch to 5K, and she did the same 5K that I did, but she had a bad cold that day. She finished it, but, you know, there was a point where she's like, I was running with her, and there was a point where she's like, just go. I'll keep running. And she actually met up with someone she knew who she taught with at the school. So they ended up running together, but I ran ahead of them, and it was good. It was cool. It made me want more. Like, it really did, because then after that, I signed up for, like you guys mentioned, trail running. I signed up for a trail run, and that was something.
I've never done a trail run.
No, see, that's where you take the 5K and then you go up and then you go down and then you go up and then you go down. And then, you know, there's single track trails like this. On the first one I did, it was like a single track on the side of a hill where if you slip, you're falling like 50 feet down. It was like, holy cow, this is brutal.
No, thanks.
But it's a whole different experience, you know, the trail runs. Yeah. And I thought those were really cool too. So, you know, I'm fortunate there's trails around here. It's only a 10-minute drive and it's a big, massive, with lots of double wide, like Nordic track. Trails that are groomed, they groom them, they cut the grass. In the winter, they groom them as well, you know, pack the snow down for everyone. And then they've got lots of game trails that have been well worn down through lots of people running through them and game trails. So there's a big area with the, you know, it's beautiful. There's trees, there's lakes all around, and it's only 10 minutes away. So I'm fortunate I get to go there. But then they had there was a group that was putting on their first ever trail race there, and they had a 6K and a 12K, and at this point I completed my 12 or my 10K, you know, Couch to 10K, and then I hummed and hawed because the trail run is a lot more difficult just because of the hills, but I signed up for the 12 and I did it took me an hour and 45 minutes, but I did it, and that was my first time doing anything over 5 kilometers. I did a 12K trail race, so it was a big accomplishment. And then after that, you know, I had a 10K road race booked in September, so I did that one. And then, like, well, I got time to do one more before BlizzCon, so there was another road race. You could sign up for 5, 10, or 15. I'm like, well, I'm pushing myself already. Let's just do the 15. And that's the one that caused me the knee problems, but I still did it. And it's just, I was, like, I looked at the results.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I know. It is amazing.
It's amazing how it snowballs, though.
Oh, totally.
Like, where you went from, like, we're just focusing on a 5K.
Yeah.
And then you get to a point of ability and comfort with it, where you're like, oh, there's another 12K. There's another 10K. I might as well just go do it, you know?
Yeah. It's
just
like, and then the 15, yeah.
I reached a point. It was end of 2013. I'd run a couple of half marathons. And I had run my very first full marathon in October of 2013. And then I went through a really gnarly breakup. And I went into 2014 with just this mindset of like, right, this year is about me and nobody else. I'm going to be really selfish with my time. I'm going to run a lot and I'm going to travel a lot. And I just decided I'd had a couple of glasses of wine one night. It was between Christmas and New Year. I'd had a couple of glasses of wine. And I just decided I'm going to run one half marathon a month in a different city for a year and do 12 half marathons in a year. And that night, I booked 12 races, paid for all my registration. I found flights, and I booked as many flights that I possibly could. I booked hotels, and I went and did this thing. And I tell you, like, if you had rewound 2 years ago and said, in 24 months, James, you will run 12 half marathons in a year. Some of them were back-to-back weekends, like, 3 weeks in a row. In May of that year, let me give you an example. In May of that year, I ran, middle of May was up in Portland, Oregon. Came back down to Southern Cays, got on a plane to England, and I went and ran in Liverpool with my niece. Was there for 3 days, ran that. Came back, worked for 3 days, and then was down in San Diego for a half marathon there the following weekend. And like, it sounds insane. But at the time, I just knew what my capability was. And because I'd kind of gone through this like rough emotional stage, and it was just me, and I lived on my own, and like, you know, I can afford to travel. I might as well just go do this. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I it's one of the best things I've ever done. I met people that I would never otherwise meet. I visited cities I would never otherwise have a reason to go to. I mm-hmm. got all these cool medals and race bibs, and more importantly, what a cool story now that I can tell. And I think back on it and go, I think about like, that was one of the best years of my life doing all of that. I was in super fit shape. I was running all these miles. By the end of the year, I was really exhausted, like really, really tired. But yeah, if you look at my race times throughout the year, I progressively get slower and slower and slower from each race. And then I ended up with an injury towards the very last race. Mm. At the end of the very last race, I twisted my ankle, but it was fine. But like, still, you think about, you know, you go from you're running a couple of miles to doing a 5K, a 10K, a 15K, maybe a half marathon, maybe a full marathon. The way that you approach thinking about it and your perspective on what you're capable of doing totally changes over mm-hmm. that time. And uh-huh. you get to that place where, yeah, there's a random 5K, a random 10K. You know that you can lace up and run that at any time. So you uh-huh. just do. And that's what I mean when you talk about like the lifestyle change. It's just like you stop thinking about it so much, and because you're constantly improving, and you know, well, I ran a 5K. If I can do a 5K, maybe I can do a 10K. I did a 10K. Maybe I can do it a half marathon. Mm-hmm. Your perspective on it changes entirely.
I think the thing coming up that kind of made me want to do more. You know, I've done the 5K. I know I can do that. I've run much longer than that on my own. I know I can do that. The next kind of goal for me was the half marathon. And I kind of thought, you know, I've got over the injury. I seem to be good to go. Made sense. I looked it up, and sure enough, they're doing another, you know, the Silo District's doing another one. It's coming up in April, and I thought that'll be perfect. That'll be the kind of the anniversary of my big run. So, been talking with James about what that looks like, and he's helped put together a training plan. And
yeah, it's really good timing as well, because our half marathons are 1 week apart. Mm-hmm. So yours is April 28th. Mm-hmm. Mine is, I think it's May 5th. I think it is.
Okay. May 4th. Mine's the same. Yeah.
You found one, right, huh?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's the same one I did last year. It's the same one.
Oh, see?
Just doing the half marathon instead of the five. But
Yeah. It's gonna be fun. And I know that because I haven't run these kinds of distances, like I did a half marathon back in May, but I ended up not running all of it because I met a gentleman on the way who's you guys, I'm sure, read the story when I wrote about it on Medium.
Oh, yes.
But I ended up walking with this guy who was doing his 99th half marathon. And he was supposed to do it with his wife. He and his wife had this goal of doing 100 together. And she had just died earlier in the year. And like, he emotionally was, you know, he had to walk the last few miles. And so I walked with him and chatted with him, and like, super nice guy. But like, I haven't been at those distances since May. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I've just been eating whatever I want, and I've been drinking however much beer I like, and like, which is what I needed to do like mentally for a little while. But now like I'm kind of on the same journey as you, Rob. I gotta get my mileage back up. These 2 miles are a real struggle. And so yeah, so we've got this training plan, and and it's us against the world on this one.
Well, let's talk about the training then a little bit. I know you gave us a lot of like tips the first time around on some stuff, and I think maybe we might revisit some of those a little bit because at the time it didn't really matter, you know. Nip cards and all that weren't a big deal, but I absolutely noticed that the more the more time I spent, like the next day or like you get in the shower afterwards, you're just like,
oh, yeah,
dude. Like, so
wow,
man. So there's some stuff though. I don't know. Daryl has recently. I don't know. He started. He picked up some. I don't know if they're braces or what do you call those?
Yeah, knee braces. Are they just,
and I don't know. I don't know if I need that or not. I'm looking around at a bunch of stuff, just going, do I need this? What does this look like? I don't know. You know, there's a few things like the flip belt. Dude, love that thing.
Oh yeah,
so good. You know, there's a lot of accessories you can get. You know, water bottles and little things where you can clip stuff to you and your hat and your shirt or however you want to do that. But what's if we're looking at half marathon stuff, what's important that we should look at? Not in terms of training, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Those kinds of distances, hydration starts to become really important.
Yeah.
But not purely the amount of water you're drinking, because your salt balance with it is also really important, because salt helps you retain water. If you drink too much water without enough sodium, you just pee it out and you'll just be dehydrated, right? Mm-hmm. And so like what I do is I don't really change much in my nutrition. I definitely lay off the junk food a bit more. Like there's definitely a fewer trips to Del Taco, and like I'm not eating a ton of chips, like super salty stuff.
But
I don't go crazy with like, oh, I've got to do Whole 30 and you know, eat only clean foods and hit a certain number of calories. I don't do any of that. I just make sure that I, first of all, like this year, for example, I'm starting off with Dry January. So I'm just getting alcohol out, and not because alcohol is bad. I could have a couple of beers and run the next day. It's fine, but it's more of like a psychological thing where it's like, that's one easy thing that I can take out of my life and like replace a beer with Pamplemousse LaCroix, and I'll drink four or five of these. And it's good hydration, right? And like that certainly helps. Mm-hmm. So like definitely your hydration becomes more important when you're in these kind of longer distances. And the other thing, and it sounds like a really weird thing to say, but like train how you're going to run. So what I mean is train with the headphones that you would intend to run the race wearing. Train with your flip belt, train with the same shorts and running shirts that you intend to run the race with. Because there's things that can like happen. Okay. You know, getting distracted on race day is the absolute worst. If you're wearing a new shirt and it just doesn't quite fit right, it can ruin the race experience for you, which is why like, you know, they give you free tech tees when you go to the expo to pick up your race bib. And then I see people running in them the next day. And somebody in that pack is miserable because they've never run in that. They've never trained in it. They don't know how it feels. And sure, first couple of miles, 2, 3, 4 miles, no big deal. When you're 9, 10, 11 miles in and you're sweating and you're uncomfortable and there's a thread on that is chafing your underarm, like I promise you, you are no longer enjoying that half marathon, no matter what you're doing. So always like,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So always like, how you intend to race. I would also say that if your running shoes are getting close to needing replacement, replace them early in the training cycle and not towards the end of the training cycle. It's much better to run in shoes that are comfortable and broken in and that your gait has adapted to. Again, for the same reason of like, you just don't want to change things up on race day. And like, I maybe overthink it a little bit. Like I'm already thinking, okay, my workout gear for the next 16 weeks is these four or five running shirts and these sets of shorts and these running socks and only my Apple AirPods and like, you know, that kind of stuff, even down to my playlist. What am I listening to?
Oh, wow.
You know, just because like, so I'm a big fan when it comes to the long distances, like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. I love podcasts and I love audiobooks. And so even on the short 20 minute runs, I'll go out and put an audiobook on because that's going to do something to my headspace. Where it's just then about time on my feet and getting the miles behind me, and I'm being edified mentally at the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with those kinds of things, like we can talk about fit belts and we can talk about Goobrew and hydration and nutrition and supplements and all that. Like everybody's going to be different in that, but starting out as you mean to finish is the most important part in it all. And that way, no matter what your training program is, whether, you know, Rob, you and I are basically going to be doing the same training program for the next few months here. Darryl, mm-hmm. I don't know what your plan is, but like really doesn't matter what your training mm-hmm. program is, because as long as you're hitting your distances and doing the right things to your body, it's all about your comfort and where you are in your headspace and how do you just get through this thing that is really, really hard, but also really, really rewarding. Mm-hmm. And so it's very non-specific answer, I know, but it's the most important lesson that I think I've taken away from having made all of those mistakes myself.
No, that's a lot of stuff that I've applied to other areas of my life, but I haven't really applied to like a more committed training schedule, you know?
Yeah.
Like right now, a lot of my running is, you know, depending on what the weather's like, you know, I'll at least get on the treadmill at the gym and put on Netflix, and that's fine. But I hadn't really considered a lot of, you know, you can get away with wearing whatever shirt and whatever, you know, whatever you want for short distances. But yeah, there's things that mm-hmm. you think about with your shoes and stuff like that. You know, are you coming up on needing to replace them? You know, I've been using I think the Nike Plus app will kind of tracks. You know, you can tie shoes to your runs and all this stuff.
Yep.
And set end of life, you know, goals for your shoes and stuff like that, and it'll help you keep track of that. But I think as I get into the longer runs, I'll definitely have to take some of that a little more seriously. This stuff with, you know, making sure you're in the same space, and you know, maybe even wearing the same shirt or, you know, whatever that looks like. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Darryl, do you have a training plan? I had asked James to help me out a while back coming up with one.
I think I'm going to steal yours now that I hear about this.
By all means.
I don't have one yet, but
there's a few out there, you know.
Kevin's
linking, you know, he's got a website that he's linked that's got some good stuff on there. Yeah. And if I turned up empty, that's where I was going to go. Mm-hmm. But, you know, James pulled through and I'm sure could share that over, but.
Yeah, I'm taking an interesting approach to it. Like one thing that I've definitely let go of in the last year is this idea that I must be running at a certain pace. You know, I've from my first half marathon for a good number of years, I was pretty fast. I was running a half marathon at about a 8.5 minute mile. My PR is a 7:47 average. So mm-hmm. I finished in like an hour 43, hour 42. Mm-hmm. But ever since then, like I'm in a different place in my life. Like just my lifestyle is different now. And sure, I've gained back a little bit of weight. And so I run slower naturally. And I've had to get over this idea of like, if I'm not running an 8.5 minute mile, I'm failing myself. Mm-hmm. And so what I've actually done this time around is I've let go of the idea of distance-based training and moved to time-based training. There's a lot of research out there that suggests that with these kind of medium to long distance runs, time on feet is really more important than just achieving a distance. So mm-hmm. for example, this training plan will have us, you know, this Sunday, our quote unquote long run is 30 minutes. That's it. No, mm-hmm. no mention of distance. Just go and run for 30 minutes mm-hmm. at a conversational pace. And then it starts to up it 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 mm-hmm. minutes, 110 minutes. And obviously, if you're running, extra time equals extra distance.
Yeah.
And really what this is doing is just training your body to be active for that amount of time. And so it might be that, you know, 2 hours of running may take us to 10 or 11 miles, something like that, which is about right for a half marathon training plan. But when it comes to race day, like you have that extra little bit of adrenaline and you're going to get 2 hours into that and you're at mile 11 and you're going to realize, huh, it's only another 15, 20 minutes from here and I'm done,
right.
You know, and it really reframes the idea of what is the accomplishment here? Is it just to hit a distance or is it to train your body up over time to just be used to being out running for mm-hmm. an hour, 2 hours? Mm-hmm. And I'm probably going to take this approach if I ever run a full marathon again. If this works out for me, I'll take that approach as well. Because what I've realized I've taken all of the prompts off of my watch that's telling me anything about the distance that I've run or the speed at which I'm running. And so all I get, if it's a 20-minute run, I get a prompt at 10 minutes so that I know that that's time for me to turn around and start heading home, right? And then by the end of it, sure, I can look and be like, oh, in 20 minutes, I ran 2.21 miles. That feels great. But that's like not having that being presented to me constantly while I'm running, I found to be really freeing so that I can just run at whatever feels comfortable, not being aware of what my pace is, enjoy my surroundings, enjoy what I'm listening to. If I feel like I'm starting to, my breathing is getting too labored, I just back off and slow down a little bit. And I'm no longer worrying about, am I reaching this 8.5 minute, 9 minute, whatever it is, pace that is also totally arbitrary and is based off of, you know, James from 6-7 years ago. And it's like, that's not realistic, especially when, you know, I've got a full-time job and I like to eat and I like to drink and I like to raid with you guys on Friday nights. And like, you know, it's no longer about what it used to be. So finding these little elements to let go of that and reframe my mental approach to training, it's already bringing, just even thinking about it, it's already bringing more joy back into the process than what it had a year ago. So definitely this time-based thing, like this is a new thing that I'm trying, but there's so much out there that suggests that it's super effective. And, you know, Rob, I know that like you've expressed some concern to me about how hard it, you know, I ran 4 miles and it was hard. I ran 2 miles. And it was hard. Like, like getting out of that mile based, target, I think is gonna like, it just kind of frees up some of that pressure that we've put on ourselves. So I'm super excited for it. Yeah. Super excited.
I'm really looking forward to that because something I was telling my wife the other day was that I just have to come to terms with the fact that my situation is not everyone else's.
Right.
My struggles, you know, trying to keep a good pace, you know, I'm dealing with asthma, whatever, is not the same thing that other people deal with. And, you know, Daryl outside trail running and 20 below, you know, it's like, that's amazing. And I admire that. And it's just different than what I can do. And I have to let I can push myself and I can get there, but I have to also let my goal, you know, let my journey be my journey and not let somebody else's pace.
Yeah.
Be like, well, crap, man, I'm, you know, my comfortable pace is right now, you know, getting back into it again between 5.5 miles an hour, you know, depending on how I'm doing. That's not, you know, and I look at somebody else and go, man, I'm slow. Well, that has to be off the table or else you're gimping yourself before you've even started. You're finding yourself kind of frustrated and losing before you even, you know, jump into it. So, you know, just you and I talking the other day and me saying, hey, here's my pace. And I just have to be okay with that. You're like, yeah, not a big deal. Totally not a problem at all. Like, that's pretty amazing. If you can do that for your very first half, that's pretty awesome. You know, and I have to go, oh, okay, that is awesome. Like, get it out of your head. Like, that, you know, the pace doesn't matter. Like,
know what else as well, though, Rob, is that on race day, the guy that finishes that race in 1 hour and 10 minutes versus the guy that finishes that race in 3 hours, everybody's run the same distance, the same race. You've crossed the same finish line. You're getting the same medal. I mean, maybe the hour 10 guy is an elite athlete who's picking up a prize pool, right? Like, sure, maybe he's getting some money for it. But like, a mile is a mile, no matter how fast or slow you run it or even walk it. I mean, there's people out there that do kind of walk run intervals during races, and like, that's just as legitimate. It's just as much an achievement. And, you know, so a minute here or there, half an hour here or there, like, who cares? A half marathon is a hard thing to do. And you cross that finish line, no matter how you do it or how quickly or slowly you do it, like that is something, I feel that's something to be really, really proud of. And like, I had this exact same conversation with Missy last spring as well. She ran her first half marathon. She did 2 within a few weeks of each other. And like, the best thing about it is when it's your first half, automatic PR. you got a PR, your first rep. Like you find the positives around it, right? And like, and like Missy Rat walk around her first half, and she had some friends from the online, was the Hogwarts running club. It's like an online running club thing. Mm-hmm. And she absolutely loved it. And
nice.
So I think that, like, you know, when I, you know, if it's 4.5 mile an hour, 5 mile an hour, 5.5, whatever it is, whatever your pace is, that's what you're going to run at. And you're still going to cover the same distance as the dude that's running twice as fast. In my mind, nothing to worry about. Like, we're not there to win the race. We're just there to finish it, you know?
Yeah, that's, yeah, it's finishing. That's the big thing. Like that so the 15K I did in October, I looked at all the stats afterwards. Just, it's fun. You know, the records come, or the time score sheet comes out, and it's fun just to play with it. So, you know, I sorted by males in my division 40 to 45, and I was 11th out of 11. So I'm like, I don't care. You know, I finished. It doesn't matter that I was the last person in my group to finish. I finished, right? That's the big thing. That's even, even, you know, at this time last year, 5K was a big deal, and I just did 15, which is 3/4 of a half marathon. Like, you know, it's not that much farther to get there. You know, I'm definitely back behind now. I'm behind the eight ball now. Like, or, you know, I can feel it. Like the, you know, I did a run tonight too, and it was 4K, and that was a hard 4K. Like, it was a struggle. And even as I was running, I was thinking, you know, maybe I want to go back to like the couch to 5K and just pick it up in like week 5 and just do that. Cause it, you know, it's, those are, and it's what you were just talking about, time based, right? They're not distance based. It's time based. Like it's run for 5 minutes, walk for one, run for 5 minutes, walk for one, right? As it builds you up to running a 5K and, you know, whatever time it is. So I was actually thinking that in my head tonight, you know, like, this is a struggle. I haven't done much since that time in October. Maybe I need to go back to something more like that, where it builds me up to the distance, because it's like, I feel like in my head that I should be able to run a 5K, no problem still, but I can't, right? It's like, I'm getting 2K and I have to start walking again, you know, and it's.
You might find as well, I certainly know when I've taken time off, and like, yes, those first few runs will come back, a bit of a struggle, but the body's propensity for muscle memory is really, really good. And it doesn't take long at all, for your body to remember how to do this. It, like, if you were to start couch to 5K again now, for example, like, you would find that all those weeks, and I remember week 5, day 3, like, that was 9 years ago, and I remember week 5, day 3. I think actually week 5 was the week that I repeated a couple of times. But it becomes easier the second time around, because at some point your body goes, oh yeah, I remember this. I remember how to do this. And like, you haven't lost it entirely. And once you just get over those first couple of miles, that first 20, 25, 30 minutes, you'll find that it gets easier and easier to get back into it. And then the stretch to start adding your time or adding your miles. I know for me, 8 miles was, for some reason, that was the magic number. Once I'd gotten up to 8 miles, going from 8 to 9 to 11 to running a half marathon was a lot less of a struggle than it was going from 3 miles to 8 miles. And I think there's just something that the body just seems to do. It's like, that was just time on your feet. Yeah, your muscles are sore. You got to like take your magnesium supplement or take a handful of ibuprofen and make sure you have your rest days and all of that. But you get this momentum and the body remembers how to do it. Even from a cardio point of view, your breathing gets a little bit easier. Your heart is pumping just a little bit, I want to say slower, but less fast than it does when you first start.
Yeah, it doesn't
out,
struggle as much. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a mental thing about it too, though. Like, you know, we talk about week 5, day 3, and I know making it through that was a huge deal. And like you said, I'm probably never going to forget that. Never going to forget that night, you know, being with my wife and what I felt like and, you know, just everything around that. But I always go, oh, week 5, day 3, that was 20 minutes. That was the 20 minutes with no breaks.
Yeah.
Right. And I look at that now and I'm like, meh. Well,
right.
I did that tonight and I was frustrated because I felt like that was way harder than it should have been. But at no point during during my run tonight was I like, oh, I can't do this. I'm going to die. Somebody call an ambulance. So somebody please help me. Like, I'm going to fall off this treadmill. Like, the whole time I was like, man, this sucks. This should be way easier. But yeah. I was like, meh, but I did it. And there wasn't any question about, could I do it or what was going on or do I need to dial it down a little bit? It was just like, nah, just shut up and do it. You know, like there was this whole, like, it was like, I've done it before, and that mental block.
You know, you're capable.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a little bit of like telling myself just to, you know, putting yourself into submission, I guess, like putting your brain telling your body like, no, you can't do this. Just stop. Yeah.
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 Awesome.
Well, there is I don't know. I was going to ask you about some other accessories and whatnot, but I think we're coming up on our time here. I don't want to keep you too long. What other tips going into a longer, you know, like the half kind of, because you've been there, you've done that, you've climbed that hill, you're climbing it again. Like, what I would ask you, what would you go back and tell yourself? But like, you're doing it now. What are you telling yourself now? Literally.
I mean, the first thing is, like, I've done it before. Mm-hmm. I know I can do it again, right? But I think more importantly is not to be hard on myself when I have days that are harder than others.
Mm-hmm.
Last year when I was training, I was actually training for a full marathon. So some of the, I was running 16, 18, 20 miles at one point. And then I got super, super sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take a couple of weeks off. And it is amazing how quickly the body forgets how to do like the super long stuff. Like 2 weeks out and I'm back to 2 weeks out after an 18 mile run. And I was back to only being able to do 9 or 10 miles. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this time around, I'm just going to be kinder to myself with it. It's like, we all have hard days.
Mm-hmm.
Don't push it beyond too far beyond what we're capable of. Yes. It's a challenge. Yes. It's a hard thing that we're doing. Mm-hmm. But that's also okay. Like, it's not meant to be easy. It is a challenge and it improves us. And we have to be challenged to stretch and grow and be better runners and all the, you know, all the stuff, the cliches that go with it. Mm-hmm. But I think that, it, you know, if there's a day where I go out and it's supposed to be a 30-minute run and I just ran 90 minutes a couple of days before and that 30 minutes is really hard, not to let self-doubt creep in. It's probably just that I didn't sleep enough or I didn't get enough water or
mm-hmm.
I've had too much caffeine or something, right? So being kind to myself and not getting down on that. And then the other thing, and you asked me this question earlier, Rob, on Discord, was what if I miss a day? Like, what if I, you know, what if I just need an extra day of rest? Then take an extra day of rest, man. Like, it is important to listen to our bodies. And part of the reason why I got super sick last year is I just was pushing it too hard. I wasn't giving myself enough rest. And then if I skipped a day, I'd feel super guilty about it and try to do a makeup day. And do two, you know, do a two a day on a couple of days. And then it just wears you down. And like, I ended up getting the flu twice. A second time I got bronchitis. And it's like, you know, it's all because I had just not given myself the grace and the room to be like, it's okay. I'm only human and we all have hard days and I'll get there anyway. But on the flip side of that is, eyes on the goal, man, like stay motivated for it because it's a hard thing to train for this, especially for your first one. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to go out for that long run and you're going to go, I got to run 120. I got to run 2 hours today, 120 minutes, something you've never done before. And that seems super intimidating. But do what you got to do to stay motivated for it, which is why I'm like, yes, podcasts, yes, audiobooks. It's minute by minute. One thing that works for me is I find maybe a new place to go run or some of my favorite running places to go to. And they're not too far from here at the Newport Back Bay, which is a 10-mile loop around some of the most beautiful scenery in Southern California. I love to go running there because even if I don't feel like it, I'm out in the fresh air and there's wildlife and it's by the water and it's just beautiful to look at. And I'm a morning runner, so I get to see the sunrise as well. Like, I find all these little things to keep me going and keep me motivated so that I'm not thinking about, I've got 95 minutes left of this 120-minute run. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, oh, that corner up there has got this gorgeous view, or there's a pier over there, or I'm going to climb up that hill and I'm going to see the Pacific Ocean. You know, like, it's those kinds of things that just keep me going next minute to the next minute to the next minute. And so finding that balance, of course, be kind to yourself. Don't get down when you miss a day, but also keep yourself motivated, because you can do this. Like, no one is born able to run a half marathon at all. Sure, there are some people who are naturally better athletes, but for the likes of you and I, you know, we have jobs where we're sat down for most of the day, and you know, we weren't. I don't know about you guys, but I wasn't super athletic when I was in school. Certainly for the majority of my adulthood, I haven't been super athletic. So it's all about just training and just, you know, you can do this as long as you're motivated and you keep pushing through it. So find that balance. Accessory wise, there was, I might have mentioned this company last time I was on. I don't remember, but I've become a big fan of this company called Arctic Cool. They're a running apparel company, really great price point, but they have a technology built into their fabric that sweating cools the fabric and it helps keep you cool. And I can't speak highly enough. I just bought another handful of shirts towards the end of last year in the sale, because I'm like, I've got a lot of running to do, and it also feels good to run in some new threads, you know, little new thing out there. I just pitched those guys again. Arctic Cool, of course, my flip belt. Love flip belt. That just changed everything. And I guess the only other thing I've changed since last year is I got a pair of Apple AirPods. And running with those feels so lightweight. And I love them. Absolutely love them. Best gadget I bought in years. Still using Noon for my hydration drink.
Using
Goo Gel. I guess that is something that would become important for you guys with the longer distances, is figure out a running gel or chew. Training your body nutritionally is important as well as training it physically, because you need, with those distances, you need to take on some kind of fuel while you're out there running. And the gels are designed to be like a little bit of a shot in the arm, you know, every handful of miles, just to give you a bit more sugar, a bit more carbohydrate, a bit more caffeine, just to keep you going. We can definitely talk more about that offline, but like goo gel goo chew. There's like little candy chews that are options as well. Missy has these kind of like energy jelly beans that she likes. She just grabs, you know, a small handful of those on her way out and pops one every couple of miles. And you know, it's definitely figuring out what you like and what works. None of it is particularly tasty. But it's, you know, it can make the difference between hitting the wall at 9 miles or finishing.
Yeah, that's important. I'm having a hard time with socks. I bought some new socks the other day, and holy crap, those are not working for me, man. Like, yeah. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to.
I use straight up regular Adidas athletic low rise running socks. I think it's 3 pairs for $10 or something like that. The important things are, don't running in cotton socks. Look for composite materials that have a wicking action to remove sweat away from your skin. The reason why most people get blisters is, well, two reasons. One is they're running in a shoe that's either too loose or not tied correctly. And the other reason is the wrong kind of sock, that, you know, if your feet sweat and those socks get damp, they're going to rub and chafe and you're going to get blisters super quick. I run in just like a super cheap sock. I'm happy to put a link in the Discord channel. That one was a pretty easy solve for me.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out, because I don't know, man. I picked up some new socks the other day, and I love how they fit. And then I went to go run, and I was like, oh hell no, this is not happening.
Yeah, anything like a dry fit or dry max or anything that is designed to keep your skin dry. Those generally work the best.
Awesome. I think, I don't know, Daryl, do you have any other last questions before? I know there's people waiting on us.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to ask this last one quick. So for both of you, what personal goals do you guys have for 2019?
You first, Rob.
Well, obviously, this half marathon. I think that's my main one. And I never thought I would ever be saying that. Let alone, you know, we haven't even been running a year. It was, wasn't it like February that we kind of started last year?
Something like that. Mid January, end of January, somewhere in there.
But I mean, I could probably look on Instagram and see me posting about dying because I had to run 3 minutes straight. But I don't know. It's my big one, the main one, and it's pretty early on in the year, is going to be nailing down this half marathon. And seeing where I go from there. I've said a few times I have no interest in running a full, and I'm sticking to that right now.
But I said that once upon a time as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm too old for that. I
think. So you're not.
No, I know. But it sounds good.
Yeah.
What about you, James?
I got a couple. Main thing, I'd like to run 2 half marathons this year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the OC half marathon early May. Mm-hmm. And then I think the next one, I was going to target Long Beach half marathon. I've never run that one, but I'm thinking about switching that up and doing the Los Angeles Rock and Roll marathon. Mm-hmm. I ran that one before. That's it's normally around Halloween, so it'd be right before BlizzCon.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to run that again because it was one of the 12 that I ran, during, you know, that crazy year in 2014. Mm-hmm. But I pulled up with a hamstring injury at mile 11 and I finished it, but I had to walk the last 2 miles. Mm-hmm. And so I'd love to go back and actually run the whole thing. They've changed the course as well since then. So, it'll be something new. So I think that there is a 10K at the beginning of October that if I'm in half marathon shape, I'll run as well. And that is the Surf City Perfect 10. It's just PTH through Huntington Beach. It's just a beautiful out and back.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
And I've done that the last few years. So I just really enjoy that. And then aside from that, I've just kind of got more general goals of losing some weight, fitting in some t-shirts that haven't fit me in a couple of years here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And you know, Missy and I have got some travel plans and stuff this year. And I'd like to look good in our vacation pictures. I mean, yeah. So nothing too crazy, but definitely something I can put a circle around and say these are my goals for sure.
Yeah.
What about you, Daryl?
Yeah.
Well, I've got I'm planning on 2 half marathons as well. I've got the one in September, so the same date as yours, and then Stony Plain, which is, you know, just 10 minutes down the road here. I did the 10K. That's the 10K I did last year. It was in Stony Plain, but they do a half marathon as well. So I'm planning on doing that half marathon as well, and that's in September. And then another running goal, I'm going to try for 1,000 kilometers this year. So I did just shy of 700 last year in my first year, and so the first few months were, you know, ramping up to the first 5K. So I think I can do that. It should be doable. That's an average of 85 per month. Will get doable. Me there. So that's my goal for like the whole year. I'm gonna try and get 1,000.
Well, when you consider we didn't really ramp it up until the 5K, which was mine was in May, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, it's 4 months of just like, you know, pretty short term running for, you know, getting things going.
I think I had 3 months where I was over 100 as well, so it should be doable to get the year of 1,000. So.
Yeah.
So I'm going for that one as an overall.
That's awesome. Man, that's awesome.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think everybody's been pretty patient. You guys you guys ready to do this? Okay, we have a couple of ways that we're looking at doing this. I guess we can start off with the NYXL shirt first. And what we're going to do is a little bit of trivia. And we will take the top 5 answers and then randomize those, and that will be the winner. So in case people are having lag or anything like that, you know, they'll still have a fair shot at it. So I believe our first trivia question, and this is for the signed Overwatch League NYXL jersey, and it's signed by the actual team. It's not signed by, like...
Nice.
Rob.
Signed by the inaugural team, though, right? Like last year's
team. Yeah. 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 2018 team.
The 2018 team. Yeah. Yeah. To be clear, Daryl and I did not sign the shirt, and we're gonna
I want to sign it now. I want to sign it.
Whoever's going, we just mail it around, and like we can each sign
All right.
it.
We're going to take the top 5 people to answer this question and then randomize it from there. What was the guys, correct me if I'm phrasing this wrong, what was the win-loss record for the NYXL for the 2018 league season.
Win-loss record. So how many games did they win versus how many they lost?
Correct. Yeah,
for the whole season.
All right.
Not just the stage.
Right.
Yep. So I know
I guess as the chat room furiously Googles this.
I know. I knew there was some Google foo involved in this.
Are you guys excited about the expansion teams?
I am.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. Heck yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
Daryl, you get double the representation.
I know. So Toronto. Toronto was looking really good, and
I love their color scheme. Like Toronto's color scheme.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, there's just the black and wait.
See, thing is, I don't
black, gray, and red.
I don't want to like Toronto, but because it's Toronto. But I do like it. I do like what they're doing. Right. Their social media has been good. So I'm like, oh, well, maybe Vancouver's going to come out when they announce stuff and it's just going to be garbage. But no, I like their stuff too. Like, you know, the way it's all looking. Oh, maybe we should clarify during the season, not including playoffs.
Yeah, regular season, right?
Regular season.
Yeah, just, yep.
Since I see one answer there that looks like it might include playoffs. We're only getting one person answer? Oh, there we go. We got a couple.
We go. No, we're getting some. Google's being slower today.
Yeah.
I'm really excited, first of all, that there's a handful more teams in the APAC region as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Sparks color scheme is awesome.
Oh, totally.
But I'm also really I'm really glad about Paris Eternal coming in because like I think that like this could really blow up in Europe and London really being the only team that has been for that region. I feel like the idea of like a little kind of London, Paris, England, France rivalry.
Okay.
That's just kind of cool. You know, I just think that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll wait another minute here for a couple more answers to come in. There is a correct answer in the chat.
Cool boy. I'm so nervous for everybody putting numbers in the chat room now. You know, I'm like, well,
seriously.
Yeah.
It's funny. All right. So this will be. Yep. Hey, there it is. Yeah.
That's you. Everybody click on the link. And how quickly can you type the number?
Jeez. Let's not make this too easy.
Pally, man, this is generous. Or he just wants to get this part of it over with.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he's angling for the WoW time, probably.
Well, you know what? To be fair, if you win one, you're not going to win one of the other ones. I'm just kidding.
That's fair. That is fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. I would have them all.
Only one entry per listener.
Although, if you win the shirt and then you win the Warcraft stuff, you can give the shirt to me and I'll give you the Warcraft time.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right. So, what are we looking at here? We've got
a few answers there.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll give you another minute here.
Yeah.
And then we'll just take the top, however many, if it's less than five, we'll take the top correct answers.
Sounds good to me. Hey, did you guys have a good Christmas, New Year?
Yeah.
I have children, so.
Yeah, no, mine was good. My parents were here. They're actually in Mexico right now with my in-laws. I dropped them both off at the airport on New Year's Eve, actually, which is why I was in bed at 10:30 New Year's Eve, because I was awake at 2:45 a.m. because I had to take them all to the airport, you know, for five. No, we left the house at like 4:45, but I woke up at 2:45 and couldn't fall back asleep. So that's why I was like beat. And then after I dropped them off at the airport, I went to work for a couple hours and then I went to the track and, ran 5K, and then I came home, so I was beat on Monday night, like exhausted. I could not stay awake to midnight. There's no way.
No, I it was super chill. I think Missy and I, we had some friends over for dinner, and they left around 9 p.m., and Missy said, I'm super sleepy, I'm going to go to bed, and I was like, I'm just going to log into Overwatch for a little bit, and so I played some video games through midnight, and that was about it, you know. Yeah, speaking of Mexico, we're taking a little cruise down there. Missy and I are taking a little cruise down there at the end of February. It's the Ensenada. It all came about because there's we want to do like one of these bigger cruises through the Bahamas or Alaska or something like that. There are like 7 to day cruises, 7 to 10 day cruises, and Missy's never been on a cruise.
Oh, so, cruises are fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun. So like a few months ago, I suggested like, let's get one of these short ones in the off peak season out of Los Angeles and like do the Mexico and back. So it's like 3 nights. And so we're doing that at the end of February. I'm super, super excited. It's been years since I went on one, but I think she's going to enjoy it. I know I'm going to certainly enjoy it. And if it works out, if she does enjoy it, then we'll have our eyes set on, a longer one through the Bahamas or something sometime.
Shannon and I, my wife and I took a cruise. Man, it was probably, she was pregnant with our daughter. So almost 14 years ago, but we're kind of limited to some of the stuff that we did because she was pregnant, but we went with some friends. So we still did some excursions and stuff. And we went to Cozumel, Progreso, and Belize.
Mm.
And one thing that I will absolutely never forget, when we got down to Belize, we hired this guy who gave us a tour of the city and then took us over to the zoo in Belize. And like the week or two before we were there, they had some sort of crazy like military takeover. So we're sitting there driving through the city and there's like military guys on every corner just standing there.
Wow.
Full blown machine guns. And we're just like driving around and he's like, oh yeah, look over there. And there's this, we're like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Wow.
Wow, guys.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right. So I think we're good. Yeah. We have, it looks like, what is this? Three correct answers. Polymenus, Asta, La Pasta, and Dark Moon Herald.
The correct answer is 34 wins and 6 losses.
Yes, so we'll take those three in that order, and we will say, we'll go random here, and Dark Moon Herald.
Dark Moon Herald, what's the secret?
Yeah. Man, that soundboard is not
good. Yeah. Your soundboard really? Is cutting out now.
I don't even know why, because everything else looks good. I don't get it. I'm gonna have to look at that. Maybe I'll just stop using it. All right, Gratz. I'm guessing that's okay. Kevin. Congrats,
all right, Kevin. Yeah, and I'm guessing some. Yeah, well, I don't know. It could be Upsana as a fill-in. Okay, so all right, so let's move on to the Warcraft 3.
Warcraft 3.
I know folks are
reforged.
Warcraft 3 Reforged. We're going to do a similar thing. We're going to do a trivia question. We're going to take the top 5 correct answers and randomize those. And so if your Google foo isn't quite on point, you still have a chance. But we'll keep this one easy. What year did the original Warcraft 3 game release? We don't need a date specifically, but what year was the original Warcraft 3 released?
So while we're waiting for that, I have a cruise story as well. So we went on an Alaskan cruise, and it's not as glamorous as you might think being an Alaskan cruise, because Alaska is cold. Everything is cold. But
you're used to it.
I know. So you know when you think cruise, you think you're on the deck and there's a pool there filled with water. Everyone's on lounge chairs sitting around the pool. Well, the pool was empty because if you're out on deck, you had a coat on because it was cold. But that's not the worst part. The worst part is the boat came down with Norwalk.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
so,
no.
So even at the whole boat? So just about. Like we made the national news.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So the first couple days you're at the buffet, you'd go and you scoop your own food. God. You know, before the cruise was over, you go into the buffet and they would take your plate and they would dish your food. You say, I want some of this, this, and this, and they would do it. You weren't touching anything. If you were in the hallways and you touched the wall, there'd be someone right behind you spraying it down and wiping it off. Like it was brutal. We were there with my in-laws. They got sick. We had, two of our kids were there. So one of them got sick. Me and my wife didn't. We're like, I don't know how we didn't. And one of our kids didn't get sick, but over half the boat got sick. Like we made the national news. There was even a shot as we were coming into port because we, me and my son were standing on our balcony, you know, just watching as the boat came in. And that's the shot that made the national news, is us standing on the balcony as the boat was coming into dock when they were talking
about
the...
puking over the side of the balcony at the time?
No, no, because we didn't get sick. Like, I didn't get sick and my son didn't. You got lucky. Oh, I know. But yeah, there was like...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so an Alaskan cruise topped off with Norwalk. It was...
crazy.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Well, I see some correct answers here.
Yeah, we got more than five correct here. Answers. So,
unfortunately, you have to ignore Dark Moon Herald because
yeah. So Kel makes
Kevin,
it in there,
right, but you already won.
Four, five.
So, all right, let's go ahead and do the random generator here, and we've got that will be Cinder Streams.
Cinder Streams.
Oh, I'm just gonna clap myself because my soundboard's not working.
MLG horns.
Yeah, I can pull that. Actually, we were gonna. You know what? I just need to set up the soundboard myself. So,
grats on the t-shirt.
All right, grats, Cinder.
No, grats on the War 3. I mean, t-shirt was the last one. You're right. Yep.
All right. We'll get in touch with you guys to. Kevin will have to send you the shirt, Cinder. I believe it's a code for the game. So, and this is not a bait and switch, but what we want to do with the for the year of game time, that's a big prize. And that's a huge deal. And what we really want to do is know what Warcraft means to you. So what we're gonna do is have you send us an email and explain to us why. You know, what Warcraft means in your life and what a year of game time would mean for you. And if it's for you, awesome. If it's for somebody else, awesome. You know, put your story in there. Send us an email, and on our next show, we will announce the winner for that one. So, what is our address, Daryl? Is it the show?
The show at thetrainingdummies.com.
The show at thetrainingdummies.com.
That's how often we use that.
Yeah, got it, though. Let's make sure I got that right.
Excuse me. It's not bait and switch because we still gave two away tonight.
Hey, you want a shirt? Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Send your. And we're not going to announce this, though, if somebody listens to the podcast, they'll hear it, obviously. But we know who is here in the stream tonight, and we'll pick from the folks that were here in the stream. Just make sure and let us know who in your email. So send your email to show@. All right, I'll put that in there.
The show.
Yeah. So.
The show, all one word.
Oh, I think it just clipped it because it's too long.
Oh, it probably did. What the heck?
Oh yeah. No, you do have a space in there. One job.
The show at training.
No,
training
I didn't job. Put a space in there though.
Thank you, AutoCollect.
AutoCollect.
AutoCollect. Wheel.
All right.
There we go.
The show. All one word at thetrainingdummies.com. Yeah. Just make sure
your name's deck picks.
if your Twitch name is different than your email name, just let us know who you were from the chat room so we can make sure we get the proper folks involved. That I don't want to give this away to somebody who didn't tolerate us talking about our marathon training for an hour and a half.
Nice.
It's not a bait and switch. It's just it'll be better when you get it because you'll know that you put your heart into it. So.
There you go.
All right, you guys, let's wrap this up then. If you haven't already, make sure to come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server over at discord.me/TTD. It is the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests like James that you've heard here on the show tonight. That is discord.me/TTD, and we are streaming our shows live, in case you didn't know that. If you're on the audio, make sure and get in here. It's twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies. You give us a follow so you know when we fire up the stream.
All right, I'm still going to play this because it'll show up on the podcast at least.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, what do you have for shout-outs tonight?
Definitely, James. Thank you so much. I know that you have a...
It's always a pleasure, man. I love hanging out with you guys.
You guys, you have avoided you dodged the NDA bullet here to come. And even after what you got drug into at the con before the storm, you still agreed.
I dared you on that.
Yeah, you did. I don't know. I kind of feel like you knew. Like, you know me well enough that I wasn't going to let that one slide, but... there's audio of that somewhere if somebody wants to go. It's a con before the storm. It is the Warcraft panel for BlizzCon 2018. Go check that out. I
think it's at worldofpodcast.com, I think.
Yeah, World of Podcast. That's what it was. Yeah, I actually called James on his bluff and got him up there to talk and not talk about stuff. Daryl, thank you so much. We're kicking off 2019 strong, so it's always good to have you as a bro host here. And everybody in the chat room, thank you so much, you guys. You guys were, it's good to have you in there. Daryl, what do you got?
Well, definitely got to give a shout out to James for coming on the show, helping us get back into this, or not get back, up our game, I guess, with the running. And, for being an inspiration, I know for a long time, even before Rob and I started doing this, it was seeing you running. And as well, I need to include in this Kevin and Allie as well, both in our Discord and good friends of ours. The three of you, seeing what you guys were doing with your running has really, really inspired me to even start, because I remember seeing you guys talk about it or even on Twitter or anything. And it's like, I wish I could do that. And now it's like, I can do that. And it's from seeing you guys do it initially that drove me to that point. And Rob, definitely a shout out to you. It's, you know, as we're both doing this, we've, all along, we both pushed each other to continue on and be better. And I know there was times where I didn't want to do it, but then I'd see, you know, you did a run. It's like, well, now I have to do it. And I did the same for you. So a big shout out for that, for, you know, being the motivation and inspiration to even just get started right at the beginning and keep it going. And then, of course, everyone in the chat room tonight, we had a pretty full house tonight. It was great to see. And thanks, everyone, for showing up tonight. James, what do you have for shout-outs tonight?
Definitely you two. It's always a pleasure to come on here and, like, just, I don't know. I always have so much fun. Whatever the topic of conversation is, whether it's BlizzCon or Blizzard Games or running, like, I always just have a ton of fun hanging out and training them. So shout out to you guys both. Thank you for that. Also to everyone in Had One Job. I'd mentioned this to you two in a chat channel that we had a couple of weeks ago, but, like, it has been so long since I had felt like part of a gaming family. And with BFA coming out and my schedule working out where I can play with you guys on a Friday night, like, I have fallen in love with our guild and everybody in Had One Job. So all you guys listening, you're awesome. And then last one, just to Missy. We've got a very exciting 2019 ahead of us. And Missy has been nothing but awesome to me for the 3 and a bit years that we've been dating now. And you know, 2018 was a rough year. It was a hard year for me personally. And she's just been there by my side the whole way. So shout out to Missy. I love you. I noticed you guys didn't shout out your wives. I mean,
man, it would be an hour and a half, and I don't think you want to listen to me just singing her praises for an hour and a half. All right, before we wrap this up, James, where can people reach you if they have any more questions about this topic or other things that you can't talk about, but you might, like, give a clever answer anyways?
If people wish to reach me, if they have more questions about this topic or anything else, they can reach me at English Guy on Twitter and Instagram. I'm also in the Training Dummies Discord. And you can also find me on Facebook. My name is James Ridges. And you can find me on LinkedIn with the same name, amazingly, surprisingly. You could probably send me an email through my website, jamesridges.com.
All right.
There it is.
Well, I guess that wraps up episode 231 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo-woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo-woo!
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Woo-woo! Oh, a fan, huh? Oh. Well, who can blame you? Thanks, for all the love and support
at patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training,
dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?